your faithfulness.
And for your faithfulness, it's yours.
This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I thank Almighty God for allowing me this blessed and precious opportunity to fellowship with you in the Word of God this day. I call your attention to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, the reading begins at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the... Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Father God, for the blessed opportunity to commune in fellowship in the name of Jesus. I bless thy name. I praise thy name. I shout hallelujah. I shout glory to God in the highest. My soul doth magnify the Lord. The Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I beseech thee, let cause allow and see to it that your Holy Spirit occupies this service, that he reveals that which you would have us know from the scripture selected. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. Let us commune together for a few minutes from the topic, the subject, for the Lord's name's sake. For the Lord's name's sake. This is our theme, our subject, our topic for this small amount of time. For the Lord's name's sake. He restoreth my soul, says Psalm 23, verse 1, verse 3, that is. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, he restoreth my soul. In that same verse we read, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The psalmist writes about the Lord who is his shepherd. This is, of course, apparently to the benefit of the psalmist, For the Lord, being one shepherd, is the greatest view one can have of protection. When the Lord is your shepherd, no wolf, no bear, no lion, nothing of any description can approach, harm, steal, hurt, kill, or destroy you, because the Lord is your shepherd. Nothing that the Lord wants to keep from you can get to you when the Lord is your shepherd. So that is a great benefit for the sheep. But the psalmist here in verse 3 says, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. It appears that this action and this act of the shepherd inures to the benefit of the shepherd. The shepherd leads the sheep in the path of righteousness. The shepherd leads the sheep in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The Lord is holy. The Lord is true. The Lord is truth. The Lord is pure. The Lord is absolutely, absolutely righteous. The Lord is without sin. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord's name is to be venerated. The Lord's name is to be lifted up continually. And thus, where the sheep walks, the position of the sheep on planet Earth, the conversation of the sheep, that is, the lifestyle of the sheep, impacts the name of the shepherd. And thus, the sheep is led in the paths of righteousness for the shepherd's name's sake. Thus we see then in Psalm 23 a benefit of the shepherd. When the sheep walks in the paths of righteousness, it benefits the shepherd's name. When the Christian walks in the paths of righteousness, it benefits the Lord's name. When the church walks in the path of righteousness, it benefits the name of Almighty God. When those who name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity, it benefits the name of the Lord. Men, women, boys, and girls see the authenticity and the absolute power of Almighty God when the church walks in holiness, walks in righteousness. When holiness abounds, when goodness, love, purity, when truth abounds, God is glorified. And so you who name the name of the Lord, depart from evil. I, who name the name of the Lord, depart from evil. Let everyone that name the name of the Lord depart from evil. Why? One reason is the Lord's namesake. He does not lead you in the paths of unrighteousness, but He leads you in the paths of righteousness. He does not lead me in the path of unrighteousness, but He leads me in the path of righteousness. Not only for my own good, but for His name's sake. Frankly, His name's sake is more important than my good. Perhaps you never thought about that. His name's sake, the sake of the Almighty God, the Creator of the heaven and the earth, the great I Am, the Ancient of Days, his name's sake is more important than anything that pertains to me, his name's sake. Thus, in Psalm 3, verse 3, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That also lets me know, my friends, that when I walk otherwise, I negatively impact his name. When I walk unrighteously, I negative impact his name. When I walk in sin, I bring shame upon his name. When I walk against his will, I cause those who are against him to rejoice rather than come unto him and be saved. And so I am obligated to walk in the paths of righteousness, not just for my own sake, but primarily for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If you do not know the Lord, come to him today. Take faith in Jesus Christ, for it may not be possible to live righteously not knowing him. But in knowing him, his Holy Ghost will help you live righteously. You may ask, Reverend, how do I come to him? You come to him in prayer. You come to him by saying, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, please don't let me be lost. Oh Lord, please don't let me be lost." Let us pray. Father God, save. Save, save. Don't let him be lost. Don't let her be lost. Don't let them be lost. Don't let him be lost. Don't let her be lost. Don't let him be lost. Don't let her be lost. Don't let him be lost. Don't let her be lost. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God, the blessed Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed.